So I hope everyone had a wonderful Easter celebration last week. And the day after Easter, I went to see a movie with actually seven women from our parish. Actually, our lector today is one of them. And we went to see this movie called Paul, Apostle of Christ. If you haven't had the chance to see it, I totally recommend it. And it really is a very powerful movie about the final days of Paul's life, and he's being interviewed by St. Luke. And it's just a very interesting movie that captures very well what I thought providentially was today's first reading. And today's first reading, the Acts of the Apostle, written by St. Luke, he speaks about how this early Christian community was of one mind and one heart. One mind and one heart. And throughout this movie of St. Paul, you see that there's a lot of turmoil in the community. You see that the Romans are persecuting the early Christians. It's a bit of a graphic movie, so it's definitely not for little kids to see, because it's pretty brutal what the Romans do. But what you see in the midst of all of that is that they are very united. They are very much at one with each other, the whole community. Even though they're suffering so much, they look out for each other, they cover for each other, they love each other, they share their things with each other. And that's exactly what St. Luke described in today's gospel, to be at one. And I think unity is a very important thing, not just in a Christian community, but in our homes and our families and our workplaces, in our parishes. But as you watch the movie, you realize that, yes, there's unity, but human life being human life, there's also some diversity of opinion. There's one whole group of the early Christian community that wants to get out of Rome, and there's another group that wants to stay. And that diversity of opinion doesn't ruin their unity. It tests it at time, but they always stay together. And if you look at the history of our church over 2,000 years, you see this constantly repeats itself, right? We're all united in the one mission, the one goal, but sometimes we argue with each other, sometimes we fight. And actually, a lot of the moviegoers are right here. This is very interesting, right? This means to be the movie-going section. But as I said, the movie shows that. But if we look at every community that's always existed, I've been with you now for 9 months. It's hard to believe. It's been a wonderful 9 months. You've been very warm and welcoming, and I really appreciate it. And I've been hearing different parts of the history of our parish that was really great and wonderful under all the Franciscans, those who are old enough to remember that. I've heard these different things. I also heard there was a moment where there was some division and some fighting going on and stuff like that. But thanks be to God, that's behind us now. And as I've been with all of you, I've found that there's just been a great spirit of appreciation. And so many of you come up to me and said such wonderful things, and I'm very grateful for them. There was one man, however, who came up to me kind of with his arms crossed. He's like, "You know, Father, I don't like change." And I thought, yikes, I'm probably in trouble here. He goes, "I don't like change, but I've liked every single thing that you've changed so far." And I said, "Woo, thank God for that one," right? One conflict avoided. So those things happen in every community, in every family, but we are very united now. And then he went on to say a few things, besides the little changes. He goes, "I love the bulletin now. It's so colorful. I like reading the stories." He said, "But the thing that I really appreciate the most," and I've heard this, many other people have said the same thing to me, "is I love the fact that you three priests are always out there giving communion. You're always united with each other. I can tell that you like each other." And we truly do. We get along very well with each other. He said, "I also like the fact that you have just one homilist per weekend. That way we all get the same message. We're all united and whatever the topic may be." So he went on and on, which I was very grateful for. And I hope that all of you agree with that, that we are trying really hard that to gather this united community to make us even more united with one another. So the other thing I wanted to share with you is we've been trying to do in our homilies here to share a little bit of personal stuff that's going on in our lives. And I think you know that besides working here as your priest, there is also another part of my life where I teach at the university. This year I'm teaching at Seton Hall, last year I was teaching at Seton Hall and Fordham. That would not be possible to do anymore here because I was in a much smaller parish than we are now. But I love teaching. I truly love it. And I teach just the same way I preach, without any notes, walking around, right? And probably drive my students crazy, but I like to do that. But there's a third part of my life. And this is something that, again, coincides very well with today's scripture passages. This third part of my life is the work I do out of Georgetown University. I work for a research institute called CARA, and we do research all throughout the country on things Catholics. We do research in parishes, dioceses, religious orders, universities, you name it. My specialty is a program called Cultivating Unity. And it's a program I do with about two dioceses, sometimes three dioceses a year. And basically what I do is I try to gather with all of the priests, because priests are human beings, and sometimes we don't get along with each other, right? And sometimes you have in dioceses where you have very, very liberal priests and very, very conservative priests, and they often don't see eye to eye, or priests that were born in the country, priests that were born outside. And sometimes the reality is that we have divisions among us. So my work is to go in there and to heal divisions, right? It's called cultivating unity. So the first thing I do is I put together a survey, and I mail the survey out to all of the priests, trying to find out what unites them and then what divides them. I usually get about a 70% response rate, which when I tell other researchers, they're always very jealous of that, right? I have a really good response rate that I get. And then what I do, which I'll be doing this week, I'll be up in Massachusetts, I then spend a few days with all of the priests there, and I hold what we call listening sessions, or town hall meetings, and I let them express all of those thoughts and feelings that go into either their unity or lack of unity. When that's all done, I usually write about an 80 to 90 page report. That's the really hard work of it. So for the next few weeks, I'm going to be very busy doing that. And then when I'm finished with it, I give that report to the bishop, he reads it through, and then we give it to all of the priests. The culminating moment comes a few months later, which I'll be doing in October. I go back to the diocese, and I lead the priest in a three-day retreat. And what I try to make clear to all of them is that we have so much more in common than what divides us. So much more in common than what divides us. And I try to get them to talk through those different issues. What I find is that work that I do with them, at the end of the 3 days, it's a very powerful experience for them, it's a powerful experience for me, but the feeling I always have at the end is of profound peace, truly profound peace, because I do believe that peace is the fruit of unity, and that's where I want to tie back into today's gospel. So today's gospel, Jesus says, the risen Jesus says, peace be with you. And as if we didn't like get the message, he's like, no, really, peace, right, be with you. Jesus Christ wants us to live in his peace, and he wants us to share that peace with the rest of the world. So my thought for all of us this week, taking together those two main ideas, I want all of us to really sincerely think, how can I, in my life, in my family, in my neighborhood, in my workplace, whatever your circles of worlds are, how can I cultivate more unity? How can I promote more peace? God bless you. Right? How can I myself cultivate more unity? How can I promote more peace? And it's a very powerful question, because unity and peace just don't happen. It's something that we have to work on. So I'm going to give you about 30 seconds right now, and I'd like all of us to really kind of concretize with Jesus in our prayer, what's that one little thing that I could do to be a promoter of peace or a cultivator of unity?